Morning, guys.
Well, it's just the three of us right this moment, but we're waiting for everybody else to start coming in.
Yeah. Where's my share button? There it is. Oh, hi, oh, look at Asha, number one. There we go. Hi, Asha. Hi, Mr. A. Hi, Lion Survivor. Hi, Moonchild. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon. What is going on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's
Podcast
Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric.
Hi, Toto.
Coming to you live from across the United States of America. From the state of Washington, diagonally down to the state of Georgia. Back up through the highlands of Colorado. We're coming to you a little bit sassy this morning. Yeah.
Is that it?
Seems like Dina Joe and I were in the middle of the tech wars. Fighting with technology off the bat.
Yeah.
Fighting with technology, trying to find my throat lozenges, spilt coffee.
Good.
Oh,
great.
Lord.
What a morning.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's but a we're battle. All here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes
get
you just gotta,
everybody.
Just takes a while to get it all up and running and get it going.
Oh man, I have got to move this picture on this computer. It's gross. Ooh.
I've been doing so much stuff on the computer. I've just got to get away from it for a couple of days. I tell you what, trying to work on that website is just. It's just making my head spin. Hi, Jess Doc.
Hi, Jess.
Just making my head spin. It's just too much. I just got to give it a break because my brain, it's way above my pay grade.
Hi.
And
hi,
then I was
great.
Looking. I went.
Love
and then
it.
I went and I looked at. I made the mistake of looking at some other web pages
nice
that are.
To see
and I
you
just
again.
Went. Oh no, that's not what I got. Oh. So I got some things to do around the house today that'll keep me busy. It's always fun working on little projects because Grammy likes to be right in the middle of them and helping me out. So
yes,
we always have some fun. Yeah,
time.
It's been a while, Hot Granny,
it's
since you
nice
came in.
Nice to see you, you hotness.
Yeah. You know, but life is like that, you know. Life gets up,
it
you
is.
Know, you get busy, you get going and going
Hi,
and going and going.
Joy, Ann.
Seems like all your...
QHFF, welcome. Oh.
Seems like all you're doing... Oh, you quit your job December 23rd. Last year? Yeah. So you've not been working for this long? Good. You retired? Did you retire? Retirement. Yeah, baby. That's where it's at. But you know, you... Yes,
oh,
there you
nice.
Go. Nice. Congratulations. Yeah. That deserves a big cheer right there. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, you just get caught in a whirlwind called life, and you're just going and going and going and going and going and going and going. And sometimes you just got to put on the brakes. You just got to put on the old brakes and bring things to a stop, you know. Just stop. Stop for a little bit, you know. Yeah, there you go. Living off the old man until you can collect. I hear you. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Relax.
Yeah.
Sharp bike, too. Welcome, David, 198.
You know, you just got to slow down sometimes, people. You just got to slow down.
Well, yeah, life goes by way too fast.
And, you know, there really ain't nothing going on right now that you can't afford just to just – you can afford to just put it down for a while. Put it down for a while. Put it down for an hour and just chill. Just chill. You know, we need to get back to those things that were – And remember those things that that kind of make us feel good, make us feel awesome. You know, like it's like when you have a hard day at work or doing whatever you're doing, you're working hard, you come home, yep. you're tired. And as soon as you hit the door, you just start stripping off your work clothes and you put on your pajamas.
Whoa, don't. Wait, we can't do that yet.
No.
Counting third isn't here.
No. I'm not talking. I'm just
Hi,
talking
graveyard
about.
Graveyard Grumbler.
Hi, Graveyard Grumbler.
Nice to see you.
I'm talking about, you know, how you just, the day is so kind of stressful and busy and pedal to the metal. And then you just get home, you just, you take your work clothes off and you put on a big old comfy shirt and some sweats. You ladies know what I'm talking about because you'll get home and you'll rip that over-the-shoulder boulder holder off. You know?
Wait now.
No, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can breathe, you know? And you just chill. It's like, yeah, thank you, finally. You know, you
Time
whip those.
To relax.
Yeah, you whip off those steel toe boots, you know, and you got your toes in that carpeting. It just feels so good, you know, and you just, you know, we need to. Sometimes we just forget how much those things, how good those times feel.
Yeah.
You know, we forget. And you just, you just
unwind. You just unwind.
Yeah. And, you know, you just sit down and you just chill. You just chill for a second. I mean, I tell you, Grammy comes home when we're busy. She'll be out busy doing stuff, paying bills, buying groceries, you know, taking care of the home front, you know.
Oh, I know.
And all that stuff.
Somebody else is at home just kicking back. Like,
oh, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. This is for you, Dina Jo.
Oh.
But she comes home, you know, and she, she just goes, that's it. I'm done. And she's just got, if she's not putting on her pajamas, she's got some like favorite t-shirts that she'll put on.
Something
I
comfy.
Call them, and they are, you know, they're just big. Yeah, they're comfy. They're really
like
big.
Like in the olden days, I remember growing up, the ladies would wear muumuus.
Yeah, my mom. That's what my mom would do.
That's what I think they called them, muumuus. Like mm-hmm. they were like a buttoned up robe thing that went.
Big old fluffy.
Yeah.
It's almost like a
coat,
dress,
like a house coat thing. Yep, I don't know, exactly. Short sleeved and muumuus. Mm-hmm.
A lot of space, a lot of room in them.
Yep,
you
just
know,
to be comfortable, not have to be confined or I get it.
I mean, relax. We all have that favorite T-shirt that's really big and fits mm-hmm. us big, and it's got holes in it. It's ripped up, but it's comfy. You know, it's just a big, comfortable shirt. You got those big old baggy sweats that you put on, or those pajama felt thing. You know, made out of felt. What is it? You know, that look like you. They're just big, long and baggy. You know, long and baggy.
I don't know what you wear.
Well, you know, like but just you know what I'm talking about, though. You know what I'm talking about. Flannel. Thank you. Flannel.
Comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable stuff. You know.
My Crocs. You wear Crocs,
yep.
too, Tuttles?
Yeah, me and Tuttles, we put on our Crocs, man.
I didn't know Tuttles was a Croc. Crockaroo.
I'm a Crocker.
Hi, Jay, baby.
Where Homer wore a moo. Yeah, I remember that. That Simpson, where Homer wore a moo-moo. He rocked it and made me want to buy one. I hear you. And that's all he wore, like, throughout that whole episode. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Camo Crocs, Tuttles. I've got them. Yeah. That's what
I was told that they're very comfortable this weekend.
They are.
I need to have a pair to wear around in the house. And I'm like, oh, dear Lord. Really?
Well, see, I have my wear around the house ones and they're so old. I mean, these things, I don't even know when I bought them, but I know they are super old. I've worn them so much. They're all broke. They're thin on the bottom. You know, I can step on a rock and feel it through. Yeah, they're really thin. And
because aren't they? They're really thick. Aren't they really
thick?
Yeah,
they are. When you buy them, you bet you. Yep. I've worn them down. And I've got Hot Granny. Hot Granny's got 30 pairs of Crocs, even winter Crocs. There you go. My people. These are my people. We're the beans and
people.
We're the beans and weenies guys, the anti-crockers.
Well, wait. So Lewis is like, you need to get some Crocs because they're really comfortable. Because I have a pair of these shoes I just got at Costco.
Uh-huh.
And I only wear them in the house, like when I'm cooking and stuff, because they're really comfortable.
Sure.
And he goes, you need to get a pair of Crocs. He doesn't have a pair of the ones that look like Crocs. He has a pair of slip-on slidey things that don't even look like Crocs. But
yeah,
regular Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't nurses? Wait a minute. Lady me, you're a nurse, aren't you?
I've seen nurses wear Crocs.
Yeah, I thought that's what he told me. Nurses wear them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, lady me.
Hey, Eric, you got Crocs? You wear Crocs, buddy? Eric?
I hadn't worn them any in like a couple of years, but I've worn them before.
Uh-huh.
Furry pair. I have to check those out.
But I've never tried the winter Crocs before.
No, either. I've never tried any winter ones either. I make mine winter by just putting socks on and then I put my Crocs on. But I love Crocs. And I bought a brand new pair. Those are my.
I might be able to do those furry ones.
Do you looking at a picture of them?
Uh huh. They look just like the regular ones, but they're lined. And there's a pink pair.
Yeah. Do they still have the little air holes in them? Do they still have the air holes in them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't want to wear those lined ones outside if it's any kind of wet.
Well, no, this pink pair does not look like it has.
But yeah, oh yeah, you can buy them solid. Yeah, because Grammy's got solid ones too. I mean, there's no air vents in them like I.
Yeah, no, it's solid fur. This pair is solid fur. The other ones are the plastic ones, but they're lined.
Uh huh.
That's what it looks like.
I'll tell you, they're comfortable.
This one is comfortable. Total fur.
Yeah. So see, that's what I'm talking about. You get home, you rip off those steel toe shoes, and you put on your Crocs.
Nurses are not allowed to wear them anymore, at least at the hospital. Huh.
What?
I wonder why. Do they only make them? Do you have to wear like a specific thing?
I bear 35. Well, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, especially when you're on your feet all the time, you should be able to be too many holes.
And it's funny that they would say, because, you know, they're almost made like they're non-slip, too. They won't really slip. They grip the surface good.
But she said there's too many holes, and it's easy to trip, and especially in critical care. So that could be. But don't they have like a cloggy kind of one? I've seen them nurses wear like a cloggy kind of thing. It looks kind of like a croc, but it's
solid. It's a fancy. I always thought they were fancy crocs, clogs. I thought clogs were fancy Crocs. You know, that's all I thought they
were. Welcome, Rami.
Yeah, because the Crocs, you get, you get the, they're made out of leather. I know what you're talking about.
Woo, $200. I bet, because it's, you stand on your feet all the time. I would hope that.
Well, and they're probably made, with arch supports and that kind of stuff. You know, they're made for you to stand around in all day. Yeah, sure. Why not?
I like being comfortable when I cook, so I need to get me a pair of comfortable shoes.
I like being comfortable when I do anything.
Well, true.
I don't like being uncomfortable. It's like, we'll be going to go do something. Grammy go, well, she hasn't done this in a long time. But she used to go, you're wearing that? Yep. Why? Comfy. I'm comfortable. They don't like it. They can tell me to get out of their whatever, their event or their, I'm wearing this, you know. And I'm
you're
68.
Going with me?
I'm 68 years old. I can do what I want. Get out of my way.
You're coming with me looking like that?
Now she doesn't even say anything. Well, I take that back. She does say something. Like if we're gonna go do something, you know, I'll change. I put on jeans, I put on a nice shirt, put on my hiking boots, you know, and I'll walk out and she'll go, oh, I didn't realize we were dressing up for this occasion. It's like, come on. Every now and then,
hi,
I got
Julian.
You. No better shoes than New Balance.
They're very comfortable. I was just
New Balance
are
good
shoes. I just
shoes.
Got a pair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play racquetball in New Balance shoes. Very good shoes. I was just gonna say something and I forgot.
Hi, oh, El Moon.
I gotta move my computer. I hope I don't lose everything.
Oh, a lot. You don't touch any buttons, please.
Oh, I'm trying not to. There we go. Okay.
Oh, I think is that too much sauce that came in here? I didn't even see you come in, girl. I'm so sorry. Welcome. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing okay. Big hugs. Big hugs. Big hugs. You hang in there, girl. What are you? That is so rude. What is wrong with you?
I was crunching on a throat lozenge.
Yeah, I can hear you crunching on something.
Oh, yeah. I see that Kraft Foods has this club that you can join.
Oh,
it's a, uh-huh. It's called the Kraft Flavors Club. It's the Macaroni and Cheese Flavor Club. You join it, and they'll send you all the little packets of different flavors that they're trying to develop to put on your macaroni and cheese. Now you can't just, you can't just make macaroni and cheese. Now you got to put your little flavored things on it, like ranch flavoring, chicken wing flavoring, that kind of stuff on your mac and cheese. So they're handing those out. And I was thinking about joining it because I am a macaroni and cheese fanatic. I love me some mac and cheese.
I don't know. But all that, there's all these different ones out there now, and they're so gross. I can't even. It's hard enough for me to eat the box macaroni and cheese, but then they have the ones that hot Cheeto flavor. And
yeah. Dorito flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. You eat all those too? See, I think it's a boy thing. It's a boy thing. Is it a boy thing?
Yes, I have eaten them. Because Grammy, she'll buy them and say, look what I bought. I go, oh, yay. And they're not bad. The hot Cheetos one wasn't bad. It actually was pretty spicy.
I don't know. I know the boys like them. I just can't.
Yeah. And it made it all red, and it was hot. It was a little spicy. Yes, it was. But it was good.
Well, then it would be perfect for you if they sent you a different package.
I'm thinking about signing up. Thinking about signing up so I can try that.
You get different flavors. They trip you out. They taste like Cheetos, but the texture is KD. It messes with your mind. Oh, see, I don't know. Our store has Kroger, King Soopers, Kroger. So
Kroger's,
everybody has one of those too. They have their own brand of Gouda mac and cheese, and so it's a little fancier. That one is really super good. Like I could eat that.
That's because Gouda is good cheese.
I know it's good. It's awesome. So you guys, they have three different ones. There was like a pimento one. The Gouda one, and I can't remember the other one. Of course, I just gravitated toward the Gouda, and it's awesome. And so every time they have it, I'll grab a couple, and because it's really good.
Do you like those bottled olives? The bottled green olives, they're not. Are they kind of pickled? I guess so. They come with They come with almonds. No. You don't like those?
No,
I do.
So does Lady Me. There you go.
My daughter bought me some. She buys them from this place called the Olive Pit in California. It's around
Corning. Know that place.
Yeah, it's around Corning in Colorado. And anyway, so she brought me some. And she brought me like four jars. Each jar is different. Corning, California, the Olive Pit. You can look them up, and I believe you can order online
from me. Because I bought Grammy a present from there and had it sent to her. Because
you did.
That was her favorite place. Hi, John Gale. So the Olive Pit, it's really cool, Lady Me. I've never been there, but I went to their website. I'm not sure where it is in California. You just said.
They got everything stuffed in an olive. And they grow their own olives. They have their own olive, I don't know, what is it? What is it?
Olive? Ranch?
I don't know. Ranch? I mean, you got orchards. You got apple orchards, but what are olives? Because olives grow on a tree too. I don't know, but they got them, and they're tasty. Well, anyway, I had this jar that my daughter bought me, and it's got this real hot pepper in it. I don't know the name of the pepper, but it's a dark red and it's hot. I mean, this thing is hot.
Hi, Wyatt.
And so Grammy made me this snack tray to watch hockey. And so she brings it in. It's got cheeses and sliced, pepperoni and all this and that. And it's got
you're spoiled.
Veggies and everything in it, for dipping in ranch. And there's a little bowl there with these olives. And I thought, oh, great. She's got some of the olives with maybe the jalapenos, because the jalapenos aren't hot. The little jalapeno, or maybe the ones with the almonds, and I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I grab one, bite it, and start, and I go, oh, this pepper doesn't feel right, because it's a little tougher than normal. Oh my God, it was one of the hot ones. Jeez Louise.
Hi, Johnny. Welcome.
And they're good. I love those olives.
So the almonds in the olives, do they stay hard? With all that liquid, they must be soft.
They get a little soft, but they are not mushy. They get a little soft. There's still a little crunch to them when you bite them and eat them.
Okay.
But it's not like a fresh almond. It's not like an almond that hasn't been sitting in this stuff. It's a little softer, texture, but it is still a little crunchy. Yeah. And so it's good. It's good in those almonds.
An olive grove.
Olive Grove. There you go. Mm-hmm. Did you look that up yourself? I guess so. I didn't see it in the chat.
I looked it up.
Olive Grove.
Olive Grove.
Yeah. Interesting. But anyway, look them up. The Olive Pit. Look them up if you like those kinds of things. And you can get all that stuff. You can get all that stuff.
They have soap.
There.
Everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they got everything. And it's a fun store to go to.
Oh, it's past San Francisco. Oh, okay. Yeah, check it out online.
No,
although the drive would be fun.
It's on I-5. I-5 right before the turnoff onto 80 to go to San Francisco, I believe. It's to the east of San Francisco. Yeah, it's almost to the cutoff to go to San Francisco right before Sacramento. Yeah. You can't miss it. I mean, they got big old signs on the highway everywhere. Olive Pit, you're 100 miles from the Olive Pit. They just tell you all about it. It's like a little tourist trap, but it is fun. Yeah, Olive, you can get all kinds of stuff there. And what's nice is when you go to the store, you can actually sit there and sample the stuff. Well, you used to be able to. I don't know now. With COVID and all that stuff. Yeah. But you used to be able to go and sample them. They'd have them all out like a little buffet type thing,
Oh.
You get a little toothpick and you sample them and figure out which ones you like and you go with them. Yeah. Hmm. They're good. And the nice thing about it, too, is you eat all the olives out of it, then drop some hard-boiled eggs in there.
Mm-mm-mm. In where? Oh, in the
brine. The juice. In the rind.
Okay.
Yeah. Infused olive oils. Yeah, you can get those there too, John. Nice. You can get all that kind of stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Ralph. My favorite is garlic olive oil. I use that so much.
You can get them with you can get the olives with garlic in it. Little garlic chunks in it. In the olives. Those are good, Dina Jo. Oh.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I love garlic too, Ralph.
Oh, garlic is good. Garlic is good. I made Grammy wanted some rice for a meal she wants to put together this week, so she asked me if I'd make some rice, and I said sure. And I usually make it. I usually saute a little bit of onion and garlic in the bottom of the pan before I put the rice in it, and then I kind of scorch the rice. Not scorch. That's not the right word.
Yeah, I kind of burnt it.
Not burn it, but you know what I mean.
You browned it.
Brown it. Yeah, that's it. Brown it up a little bit, and then I add the water and all that stuff to it. But I use leeks this time instead of digging up the garlic and the onions, because to me, a leek is a combination of garlic and onion. I mean, it smells just like it. Yeah, it's good. It is good. Good stuff.
Huh, I didn't know that, John.
Olives,
but garlic is...
Yes, I did. I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that from going to the olive pit because I asked him. I go, so is it a special tree to get the green olives? The guy goes, no, they're the unripened black olives. I go, are you kidding me? He goes, sir, I would not kid you about olives.
Oh, okay.
They take their olives seriously. Yeah, that's interesting, huh? Interesting that the green olives are the unripened black olives. If they let them go to ripe, then they're black. And they do sell the black olives there also.
They're the adolescents, huh? Hi, Shonda.
Yeah, good things.
The adolescent olive.
Yeah. Now, see, I don't know. I wonder if health, not health-wise, but vitamins and all that stuff, I wonder if the green have more of a certain vitamin content than the black ones. I don't know. You know, it's just like they say about the green peppers, the green bell peppers. They're the unripened green bell peppers from the yellow and orange ones, yellow, orange, and red ones. If you leave a bell pepper on the plant, let it grow, it will change to the yellow, green, and red. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Well, ten benefits of eating healthy olives, and it only shows green olives.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say, but it only has a picture of green ones. Number one is antioxidant food, low in calorie is number two. Three, good fats. Four, they help your memory. And five, beauty. Eating healthy olives helps your skin stay soft and healthy since they contain oleic acid, O-L-E-I-C, oleactic acid. Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go.
I can eat a ton of olives.
There's more. Appetite control, pain reduction, anti-cancer, vitamin E, and they also have fiber.
Wow.
There's your 10.
So they're an appetite.
And they are good for you.
An appetite.
Appetite control, it says.
Not when you sit there and eat a jar of them, it's not.
Well,
because you're so full of olives, you don't eat anything else.
By eating a few olives before a meal, you can take the edge off your appetite. This is because the monounsaturated fatty acids contained in healthy olives slow down the digestion process and stimulate the hormone. I don't know what that means, but which sends messages to your brain that you're full.
It sends a message to my brain. You're full of olives. Stop eating. My granddaughter loves black olives. And we used to sit there and eat just a ton of black olives.
You put them all on your fingers.
Put them on your fingers.
You eat them off. Yeah.
Is there a kid that's never put olives on their fingers?
That's what I want to know. It's like
it's just a thing you do with olives.
Growing up thing you learn to do. I know.
Yeah, you just pop those things on your fingers and then there you go. Bugles. Do they even still make bugles, John?
Yeah, they do. I see them. Yeah, those little, they look like triangular saw. They're holes in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like little witch hats.
Hi, Paul. Welcome.
I remember one time in grade school when we still lived in Salt Lake City, Utah. I must have been in the second or third grade.
Oh my gosh, that sounds good.
I must have been second or third grade, and it was the Halloween time, you know, and we're getting everything. We're doing Halloween. Well, the girl that was sitting behind me, she made long, long, pointy fingers and on her fingers, you know, like witch fingers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm there concentrating. I'm sitting there doing whatever I'm doing. And all of a sudden, his hands come around my face and she goes, rah! And I remember screaming in the classroom. And everybody's staring at me and laughing. The teacher's going, what's wrong with you, old man? What's wrong with you, little old man? Yeah, it's good times. But yeah, you eat those bugles, you always put those on your fingers and act like that too. Ah, witch fingers. Speaking of which, I scared Grammy really good last night. Got her so good. The house is dark. she had to run into the bathroom. So she's in the bathroom, and I, you know, I wasn't really paying attention where she was. I'm just going, where is she? You know, I didn't pass her or anything. We had just got done watching the hockey game. So I took my, I have a hockey sweater that I wear for the Kraken. So I took it off. I'm walking down the dark hallway, and she has only the little night light in the bathroom on, not the big light. And I hear her, I hear the sink going, she's washing her hands, and I'm going, oh, she's in the bathroom. So I'm about, you know, about 10 feet away from the door. And as she comes out the door, I hold the jersey up, and it's dark. And I go, oh. That was the best. I scared her. Oh my God. She was ready to just punch out. She was ready to punch me out, you know. It was funny. It was funny. Hey, you know, I got to say, Grammy's getting into this hockey stuff. She's totally getting into the hockey games. I told you either last show or a couple of shows ago that she bought her a Seattle Kraken hat. Yeah, she got her a hat. And so we're watching the hockey game. And, I mean, she's just really getting into it. Maybe getting too into it. I don't know. Because I was sweeping the kitchen. I was sweeping the kitchen floor the other day. And she's walking through. And I'm sweeping. And as she's walking through, I kind of hit her in the shin a little bit with the broom. And she called high-sticking on me and put me in the penalty box for 2 minutes.
Oh, well, good. You deserved it. There you go. Oh, what a soup. A bump bound.
Yeah, that was my hockey joke for the day. The little hockey joke.
You're funny.
Ah, thank you. Well, thank you. I am. Hey, so.
Thank you. I am.
Thank you. I am.
Mm-hmm, yes, we do.
No, Ralph. She is into it. She is totally into it. And
hi, Mike.
She's into it just like she got into cricket, watching cricket. I mean, Grammy is a sports person. She likes sports. She'll sit there and watch college football. She'll watch college basketball. She watches baseball. She watches all the sports, and she's into it totally. Because when she was younger, and her daughter Roselle was coming up through school, Roselle was rather athletic, and so Roselle was playing basketball, softball. I think she even ran a little track. I mean, so Grammy was totally into it, totally into supporting her daughter in sports. And so she's a very, very sports type person. And the one thing I love about Grammy is when she takes on a sport like cricket and hockey, okay, she'll actually sit down, start asking questions and paying attention, listen to commentators, and next thing you know, she knows all about the sport. She knows all the scoring. She knows how it is and everything. And that's what she did with hockey. She started watching this thing that the local channel was putting on because of the Kraken team, you know, the Seattle Kraken. It's new to the area. So they're doing this hockey 101, you know, learn about hockey. These are the rules. And this is what, you know, high sticking is. And this is what icing is and all the slang and all the rules and everything they're spelling out. And she's sitting there watching it. And that she knows. She knows now. She knows about hockey. And she knows, like, she can. The one thing I could never understand was offsides. And she knows offsides. We'll be watching a game. She goes, oh, that was offsides. Why didn't they call that? You know, I mean, she gets into it. Totally gets into it. So, yeah, she doesn't do it just because I'm into it. You know, she gets into sports. She loves sports. As a matter of fact, it's one of the few things that I can get her. She'll be watching her Hallmark movies. Yeah. And I'll go, well, going out to the big TV. She goes, oh, what are you going to do? What's on? What's on that you're going to watch on the big TV? And I'll say, oh, you know, they got the Astros are playing. I'm going to watch a baseball game. Oh, I'm going to be right out there. I'm coming out there too. Or I'm going to watch hockey. I'm going to come out there and watch it too. You know, she just loves it. She just loves sports. And I got to tell you, that's fun. And it's fun. And I'm glad she does it because she likes it and doesn't do it just, you know, to keep me, you know, try to keep me happy. You know, forget that. There's no making me happy. She just goes for it. And she always asks me, who are you rooting for? And I'm going, I like the Houston Astros. I'm rooting for the Astros. I'm rooting for the Houston Astros.
Hi, the only crazy lady.
She'll go, fine. I'm rooting for the Red Sox then. You know, she'll pick the other team. That's the one thing she won't do. Yeah. Old man never happy. I am happy. I'm a happy guy. Anyway, I got called for high sticking and put in the penalty box. Now, see, speaking of penalty box, that's what I used to always tell these people with their kids, their little kids. And they say, well, Johnny was in a bad mood, you know. Little Johnny was being bad, so I put him in timeout. I go, you put him in timeout? They go, yeah. I go, what'd you put him in timeout for? Well, because he's acting crazy in that. I go, that's not what timeout's all about. Timeout's when you go to do something to catch your breath, you know. You regroup and all that. Just timeout. That's what you do. I go, don't call it a timeout. Put him in the penalty box.
Oh, God.
Call it what it is. Put him in the penalty box. I go, as a matter of fact, have a clock there. So if you go, okay, you're in the penalty box for 5 minutes. And I go, put a clock on there. And they can't do anything. They can't do a thing until the penalty runs out. Then they can come out, just like in hockey. I think that's the best. I'd rather do that for kids, you know. Did I do that for my kids? No. I just
You thought about
them.
It afterwards.
I spanked them.
No, they got the belt.
It was like, what do you want? Do you want the penalty box or you want the instant justice? Instant justice, please. they want to get it over with so I can go back out and run around and be good. Yeah, you know, throw the flag. I used to have in soccer, you know, they have the cards. If you're at, you know, if you're breaking the rules in soccer, they'll give you the yellow card. They'll yellow card you. And then if you get a red card, you're kicked out of the game. I used to have those in my desk drawer. And I'd yellow card people all the time at work. Hey, no. All right, I'm giving you the yellow card. Yellow card. Yeah, I'd do that all the time. It was fun. Giving people the cards, penalty, throwing flags. We should have that in life. That's how life should be when you're out running around doing stuff. Huh?
We should.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, somebody comes up to you and they're just being like a little rude at you in the store. Brrr, whistle blows, a flag gets thrown. Personal foul. You know, referees come
you're
up.
You're out of here.
You're out of here. Personal foul. Get out of here.
Crazy.
No more of that. You're out of here. Personal fouls. We should have referees running around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and if they start crying, then you red card them. There's no crying. There's no crying.
There's Stop no crying in, I'm trying to think.
Discipline. it's a challenge being a supervisor.
There's no crying in gambling. That's what you said.
It's a challenge being a supervisor, isn't it, Jay, baby?
It's hard. I know. Because you are dealing with a bunch of little kids. See, I want it my way. No,
they're being mean to me.
No,
they're looking
why
at
you
me.
You need to do that. I got to do that.
Tell them to stop looking at me.
yes, Donald. I was trying to think of a way where she Welcome worked. Back. That's what I was trying to put it in there.
Yeah. Oh man, good times. Hi, yeah. Jess Duck.
Adults can be such babies at times, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no crying in baseball. Yeah, that's from the movie that's the one with Tom Hanks, Madonna. Yeah. What was that, yes. Eric? League of Their Own. Yeah, that's a funny movie. That is a good movie.
Welcome, Alistair.
Hi, Alistair. Welcome.
It's got people in it that I personally don't really care for and I don't like, but it's a good movie.
You know, like what they on their own personal, but as an actor or an actress, they're okay. You can deal with them.
Oh yeah, you need to get over that. You need to get over that. I mean, you need to enjoy
a
person's
music and everything and their talent. Yeah.
You got to enjoy their art. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I enjoy their art. You know, I enjoy what they do. I don't. I may not like or agree with them on several items, politically or whatever.
I don't have no desire to meet them in person
and that kind of stuff. But I will watch their art because they're good. They're good at doing what they do, you know. And so I watch their art. I listen to their music, you know. Yeah. Good times. Good times. Hey, Dita Joe, what kind of holidays we got going on today? Anything?
Yeah, we sure do. We have World Osteoporosis Day.
Hi, Stephen Roberts. So that's that disease bones. that your affects bones. the spine and
your bone health is important at any age.
Yeah, the older you get, you start losing bone density, and that's not good.
Yes, that's not good. So pay attention Grammy's to always, your body.
Yeah, Grammy's always being checked. Her bone density, she's always being checked for
I
that.
I think as women, it happens to us sooner than men, I think. I'm not sure. But yeah, pay attention to that. Like I was saying, pay attention to your body. I had something happen to me recently that I had to tell the doctors, no, there's something wrong. I know there's something wrong going on here because it's different. And they kept saying, no, I think it's only this. And sure enough, they did a test. And sure enough, it was the bad thing that I didn't, you know, I knew that there was something wrong. So pay attention to your body. If you know that, if you feel like there's something different, and a doctor who you even, I like this doctor, but.
And question them.
Yeah.
Question the doctors because, you know, they're not fallible. They're not above making mistakes and misdiagnosing things.
She even said, I am so glad you pushed me to have this test done because we would have found this in God forbid, a bad situation. So it's being taken care of, but pay attention to you. You're the only one who knows what's going on with your body.
I had a doctor, the wisest thing a doctor ever told me.
Thank you, lady me.
And I went to the doctor. I didn't know what was going on. This is way, way back in the 70s. I didn't know what was going on. Wasn't feeling good. And I went to the doctor, and he's trying to diagnose it. And we ended up sitting in his office, and he goes, look, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't have X-ray vision. I can't look inside you and see what's going on. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with you. And I just went, I love this guy. I love this guy because he's not going to sit there and guess. You know, he don't know. And so, you know, let's try to figure out what's going on. But I don't know.
And everybody's different. Everybody's body is different. And they react to things differently. And so it's not a picture perfect thing. So if you feel like there's something going on with you that doesn't feel right, take care of it. Don't let it just pass by. And that's what I kept telling her because, you know, Lewis's mom had just died suddenly. And I told her, I said, she just passed away and I would feel comfortable if we did whatever we needed to do to make sure it isn't this. And she did it. And sure enough, it was that. So, you need to know what's going on with yourself and be your own advocate.
Yeah, no one knows how you're feeling better than
Hi,
you.
Hi, George. Welcome.
You know, nobody knows how you're feeling better than yourself. You know how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if something doesn't feel right to you, you know. I mean, you know, you got to be aware of what's going on in your own body.
Absolutely.
Take care of
yourself. Exactly. So then we'll move on to Day of Unity. This is the signature event of National Bullying Prevention Month to stick together. So stick together. Hi, dude, a new answer. Nice
stick
to see
together
you.
And beat up the bullies. Like my brother did when he was a little kid. They were in grade school and they had this guy running around the neighborhood, two of them, Billy Pritchard and Otto Wisner, these two guys. God, I hope they don't listen to the podcast. Anyway, these guys were the bullies in the neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
And they'd chase and they would bully. They were like junior high school kids. And they would bully these grade schoolers, you know, grade schoolers in the sixth grade, going into the seventh grade. They'd run around bullying Billy Pritchard.
Exactly.
And so one time, Otto Wisner was walking down the street and one of these little kids was out there and they started going, nah, nah, Otto Wisner, bah, 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 making fun of him, to get him to chase him. And Otto Wisner did. He chased him, took off after him, and this kid took off. And where we grew up in Arizona, our neighborhood, we had alleys.
Yes.
We had alleys. And so they chased him down around this alley and he went running and they got to like this a little kind of almost a dead end to this alley. And Otto Weisner, he gets down there, and there's like 12 of these kids just come jumping in trash cans and all that, and just beat the bejesus out of Otto Weisner.
Oh,
and my brother was
like
one
in the Christmas Story. Remember?
Yeah,
in the Christmas Story, they got all those kids that they beat up those bullies.
Yeah, my brother was one of them, and he come home just as proud, talking about, "Oh, we got Otto Weisner, man, we beat him up." And you know, Otto Weisner walked through the neighborhood a little bit different after that.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, anyway, Day of Unity. Stick together. Protect people. Stick up for the ones who can't stick up for themselves. Period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is really gross. Hagfish Day. They look like a bunch of eels.
Really?
Hagfish. Yeah. Hagfish. Yeah. Huh. It looks like a bunch of eels. It says, today we learned that although not cuties, these creatures play an important role in nature. Hagfish. I don't know. They look like.
Hey, dude. Good to see you, dude. Hagfish, never heard of it. Interesting.
No. Mm-mm. International Chef's Day.
Ooh, there you go.
I know. I've always wanted to be a chef. Not so much anymore now.
You are a chef. Are you kidding
me? I know
me?
I am a chef in my own kitchen, but that, I used to always want to.
You are a chef in your own kitchen. Trust me, I've seen, not only have I seen the stuff you cook, but I've after coming and visiting with you, I've actually tasted the stuff that you prepare, and I'm telling you what, you're one of the two best cooks I know are you and Grammy right there.
Oh,
I'll just
tell you.
You guys are great.
Well,
you guys
I appreciate
are great
that very much.
Especially your salsa. Your salsa is unbelievable.
Oh, thanks, JP. I'd cook for you any day. It's also International Sloth Day.
Sloth? Oh, that's those are those slow animals, the sloths.
Yes, although sloths look like some kind of furry bear, this cutest relative are anteaters and armadillos.
Those are considered sloths?
Those are their relatives, anteaters and armadillos.
Interesting.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
But if you look at him, I mean, the I don't know, that face. Oh, that face is like, how can you not love that face? It's just that face of a sloth. It's just
now, can they I wonder if there's any kind of aggression to them at all. I mean, you know, do they just kind of fake
know.
You
I've
out
heard people just I've seen people kind of just holding them, but they do have those long nails, I think, just because they that's what they hold on to.
Yeah, climbing trees and all that stuff,
they
too.
Hang with. Yeah, but I have never heard them be aggressive. Like, is it the koala bear that's aggressive?
Oh, yeah, the koala bears, they say, are just mean. They are absolutely mean koala bears. Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Hi, Poetic.
Hey, Poetic, welcome.
Hey, wait a minute. Graveyard Grumbler, a sloth bit a friend of mine at the Seattle Zoo. Are you in the Pacific Northwest, Graveyard? Do you live up here?
No.
Hi, Poe.
Texas now, I believe.
Huh. I used to. Oh, you used to. Okay. Oh. Well, how could your friend get bit by a sloth? He probably moves so slow. Yeah, I don't know. Any wild animal is going to bite you. Let's just put
he
it that way.
He lived in Fredo away for 5 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just south of Seattle. Anyway, okay, what else is next? Is that it?
Hold on, I'm saying hi to Poe and the baby there.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Miss America Rose Day? What? I don't understand. See, why do they come up with these? Treat yourself to a delicately as you treat roses, this Miss America Rose Day. What? Why?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, moving on. National Brandied Fruit Day. I guess you can eat fruit that's been put in brandy for a long time and enjoy it. National Day of Writing. That's a good one. Learn
Day
to write.
Of writing. Yeah. Good.
She's holding a sloth and it bit her hand. She needed stitches. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I would like to
see. I would like to know if she needed a rabies shot.
I'd be interested to see that because I want to know how fast that sloth was moving to bite her. Oh, and everybody
hang on to her, wouldn't let go, I would think.
And Poe's telling all of us to start willing baby Poe, wishing that baby Poe would get here so she doesn't have to do an induction.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We will do that. We will do that. Baby Poe, I know it's warm in there, little girl.
Get out of there.
You need to come on out.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
Welcome.
Come to the real world. Come to the dark side.
No, don't say that. Oh, okay. And it's also National Medical Assistance Day.
Oh.
There's other ones there too, but medical
assistant. My daughter's a medical assistant. Yeah. Huh. Oh, Ralph is telling Poe's baby to stay in. Ralph, you're going to get in trouble, buddy.
You're going to get in trouble.
Mm-mm.
So is that it?
That's it. I almost called you
Baby Poe. Is that it, Baby Poe?
That's it, old daddy.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. That's
it's
funny.
Music time.
It is music time. It is.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You
know what time it is?
Rock.
It's time for Dina Jones, Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Jones.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
All right. Wow, that went really fast. We're going to start in the year 1955. I know everybody's heard this song before. American singer Harry Belafonte records the Banana Boat song, Day-O, is a traditional Jamaican folk song. It is a work song from the point of view of the dock workers working the night shift, loading bananas onto the ship. The lyrics describe how daylight has come, their shift is over, and their work is counted up, and they want to go home. Here is Harry Belafonte with the Banana Boat song, Day-O.
Everybody sing along.
Day-O. Hi, AJF Day.
Day-O. Daylight come and me wan go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come. Oh yeah. Now you know you all sing. The Banana Boat song, Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte. Now I think he sings that song. If I'm not mistaken, he sang that song in the. I just lost the movie.
He was
in
featured
my head.
In the movie Beetlejuice.
Right, but yeah. an old singer, an old black blues singer.
I can't think of what it is too, but you're right. I think it was in a movie too.
Yeah, he starred in it with. I just lost her name too. Anyway, it'll come to us. It's a great movie. Great singer. Harry Belafonte, great singer. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Then we're going to go. I was trying to look it up, but it wasn't coming up. We're going to go to 1962. Bobby Pickett in the Crypt Kickers are at number one with the Monster Mash. The song is a narrative of a mad scientist whose monster late one evening rises from his lab to perform a new dance, with the name implying it was inspired by the mashed potato, a popular dance in the 60s. The dance became a hit in the land where the scientist throws a party. The Monster Mash has become one of the most famous Halloween songs of all time. Here's Bobby Pickett in the Crypt Kickers with Monster Mash. I knew for you, Tuttles.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly,
the Monster Mash,
to my surprise,
he did the mash,
by Bobby
he did the
Boris
monster mash.
Pickett and the Crypt.
It's a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Nice. That is a fun song. Man, I remember that when I was a kid. That's how long that song's been around.
Yeah, good very song. Long time. Okay, we're going to move on to the year 1973. English rock band, the Rolling Stones' ballad, Angie, hits number one in America. One of only a few Rolling Stones songs that is acoustic, the guitar-driven ballad characterizes the end of a romance. Because of the song's length, some of the radio stations made edits to shorten it to 3 minutes, omitting the longer second instrumental section in the song. Here is the Rolling Stones with Angie. Hi, Rami.
Stones with Angie.
There you go.
And by the way, if you want to hear all these songs in their entirety, Friday night at what time do you start? At 9 o'clock? Well, it's 9 o'clock.
Eight o'clock Pacific time.
For 2 hours, we will be playing all of the songs that we've gone over during the week in their entirety.
Good times.
So 1979, American trumpeter Herb Albert goes number one in the U.S. with the instrumental song Rise, thanks to it being used in the soap opera General Hospital. Herb Albert, who led Herb Albert in the Tijuana Brass in the 60s, during the same decade, he co-founded A&M Records. His career highlights as a musician includes recording five number one albums, charting 28 albums on the Billboard magazine album charts, achieving sales of 14 platinum albums, 15 gold albums, 9 Grammy Awards. He has sold 72 million records worldwide and is the only musician to hit number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 pop chart as both a vocalist and an instrumentist. So here is Herb Albert with Rise.
I love this song.
Hello, Spicoli. Hi, Radio Project. Hi, Packer. Hi, Baby G.
This is called Rise by Herb Albert. This is a bomb song, man. This song is good. And you can hear it all. This song is 7 minutes long, and you can hear it Friday night on the music show at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Rise by Herb Albert. What a great song. Funny thing is, when this song came out, I was transitioning from rhythm guitar to bass. There was a band that needed a bass player. And it's like, well, I can play bass. Never touched a bass before. But I got a hold of a bass, started practicing, and this was one of the songs I worked on to play the bass. So I know this song pretty good. And it was fun. This is just a great song. Herb Albert, Rise.
Exactly. And they're great. He's awesome to listen to if you've ever
The Tijuana Brass is a – yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Look up Tijuana Brass, the Tijuana Brass, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, and listen to that. My mom loved them, and she had all their albums.
Yep.
It's just a great, great band. Kind of a Spanish, Hispanic flair to his music, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, yeah. And that music producing label that he developed, he developed that to help all the he developed that to help all the Latin music bands out there because they weren't able to get into other studios and make albums. So he created this record label to help all them. So you got Sergio Mendez, you got Gloria Estevan, you got the the Baja Marimba band, Herb Albert's band. You got all these people that he helped get all that stuff going. So
Sorry, I got a little carried away. Sorry, Dina Jo.
No, you're fine. We're talking music. It's all good. We're going to go to the year 1980. Irish rock band U2 releases their debut album, Boy. The album doesn't yield any hits, but I Will Follow. The lyrics are inspired by Bono's mom, who died in 1974 when he was 14. Bono calls it a song about unconditional love, the love between a mother and a child, how no matter what the child does, the mother will still love him. Here's U2 with I Will Follow from their album, Boy.
I don't know why I thought these guys were Australian. YouTube, I Will Follow.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to move to the year 1990. Oh, how, this is pretty funny. The year 1998, American boy band 98 Degrees releases their breakout album, 98 Degrees and Rising, which is their second album. The single, The Hardest Thing, peaked at number 3 and number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. The album has sold over 4 million copies in the United States alone, becoming the band's best-selling album. Here is 98 Degrees with Because of You from their album, 98 Degrees and Rising.
Now, isn't this the band that's got Nick Lachey in it?
You're asking the wrong girl.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Oh, yes, okay. Yes, I've been here. Yes, yes. Come on, everybody, get up! Woo! Yeah! Hi, my boy, welcome!
This is when the boy bands were all around. I mean, it's just great sound, good harmonies.
Harmony. Makes you smile.
Oh. 98 Degrees, Because of You.
They're from Cincinnati. Aren't you lucky, Mr. A? There you go. All right. Well, today was a short list. We're ending in the year 2016 with American country band Little Big Town releases their single, Better Man. It served as the lead single from their 8th studio album, The Breaker. It would later be revealed that the song was written by Taylor Swift, marking the first time she pitched a song to another artist. Here is Little Big Town with Better Man.
Oh, sorry. Oh, wrong song. Wrong song.
This is it.
I'm sorry.
Woo.
Sorry. Wrong song.
That is better. Not the song.
There's Better Man by Little Big Town.
Thank you.
I know I'm probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had.
Better Man by Little Big Town. You know, the first song that I ever heard of them that made me seek them out, Little Big Town, was the song Pontoon.
Oh, yeah. Pontoon. That's an awesome song. That's such a fun song.
That is a great song, that Pontoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Little Big Town, they got a great sound. They're a good sounding group. Yeah. Okay, that it. There you go.
Yep. That's it.
Sorry with the little slip of the thumb, hit the wrong song.
Yeah. Yeah, Pontoon reminds me of the Nico Moon song, Good Time.
Yeah.
It's just a good song to go out and have fun and yeah.
How do you spell pontoon?
On the pontoon.
Oh, I don't know. pontoon lyrics. Perfect. Here you go. This is the song we're talking about if you haven't heard it. This is just a fun song. I love these girls' voices. Step onto the this is Pontoon by Little Big Town.
Yeah,
that's just a good song. Good song. Anyway, good job, Dina Joe. Another
You're
great
welcome.
Group of music. When I saw that Rise was on this one, man, I was yelling. I was all happy. Yeah, Rise! Yeah. And then when I saw Little Big Town, I'm going, oh, Little Big Town. Oh, it's not Pontoon. Oh, okay, whatever.
Well, one of these days. I know. Okay. I did think of Tuttles when I had the Monster Mash on there because I know.
Yeah.
So I have a question for y'all with Halloween coming up. Well, it's going to be next week. We're going to be celebrating it, right? On Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, Halloween music. I don't think I can get a whole week out of Halloween music, but maybe a couple days. What do you think? A couple days of going over.
I think we should just pick. Let's just check. Let's just do it Friday and just maybe get the top seven most popular Halloween themes songs.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
We will do.
Yeah, and then I'll see what I can dig up for the music show to go with it, you know. We'll just see. We'll just play it. But, yeah. I mean, for the today in history and music history, just the top six or seven. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard. I don't even know what we did last year. I know we did a music show last year on Halloween Friday night show, didn't we, Eric? Didn't we play Halloween music? I'm sure we did.
I mean, the night before Halloween, Halloween last year was on a Saturday. This year, Halloween's on a Sunday.
It could have been maybe just an hour's worth of music is what we did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's a lot more than you think out there. I know that. Yeah. So, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, we could do the thing from The Exorcist, and that's 25 minutes long.
No, thank you. No, thanks. And remember, too, on our Facebook page, is that where you're putting the pictures of the carved pumpkins if anybody does that?
Oh yeah, if you carve any pumpkins put them over there on the Facebook page or email them to us and we'll
nice
post
to
them
see you.
Email them to us theoldmanspodcast @gmail.com. you can do that. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and he'll get them posted on there. It's not going to be a contest as like
it's just whoever's having fun.
Gingerbread House one. Hi, Andy.
Hey, you know, Jay Baby sent me a video of a jack-o'-lantern somebody made, and they're working at a glass factory. And what they did was they carved this big old jack-o'-lantern, and then they dropped this molten glass inside it. And so it's filled with glass, and then they baked it, they cured it, and when they pulled it out, the pumpkins burnt. I mean, it's got this real cool black texturing to it with that glass on the inside. Man, I'm telling you what, it's absolutely awesome to look at. I think I still have that video. I'll have to see if I can't get that posted so you can check it out on the website. Or if J-Baby wants to post it on the website, she could. I think she did. Or did she message
has it
me?
On Facebook or something? Maybe
it's on my Facebook page, Dina Joe. She says,
"Okay,
but it's awesome. It's awesome artwork."
I'll
yeah.
Go and look.
And another thing too. Speaking of Halloween, because Halloween's coming around, got here the 25 most popular Halloween candies.
Ooh.
25 most popular Halloween candies, starting with number 25. Milk duds. And in my opinion, that's exactly what they are. They're duds. I don't like milk duds. Yep, don't like them. There's teeth stickers. I don't like teeth stickers. Number 24, Lifesavers. That's a cheap man's Halloween candy right there.
Lifesavers?
Hated getting Lifesavers.
We would always get one of those Christmas books at Christmas time. That opened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I got that too. It's like, get out of here.
Lifesavers in them. Yeah, you'd get those in your.
Oh, Crazy Trade. Crazy Trade. She says I think she likes milk duds. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, if you like them, I don't care.
Then you can share your milk duds with her. There you go.
Number 23, Almond Joys. Almond Joys.
Sometimes okay. You feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Almond Joys have nuts. Mounds don't. Yeah. Number 23, my favorite candy bar, Three Musketeers. Did you realize that when Three Musketeers
was boring?
Well, let me tell you, when Three Musketeers first came out, it was like Neapolitan ice cream. It had a red
boring.
Section, a white section, and a chocolate section. Oh, for crying out loud.
Move on. Maybe that's number what I need. Maybe I'm hungry and I need a Snickers. That's my problem.
Yeah, need a Snickers bar. Number 21, Lemon Heads. I vaguely remember Lemon Heads. Yeah, there were lemon candy.
I know, but I mean on the list. I remember. Yeah, those little hard lemony things.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like Stewie. Look like Stewie from Family Guy, the little head.
Oh yeah.
Number 20.
I love those Snickers commercials. When you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Grammy, she has Snickers
hidden
around here.
Betty White and Abe Pagoda was funny.
Yeah, she's got Snickers hidden around here someplace, and when I'm all crabby and that, she'll hand me a Snickers. Here, you need a Snickers? Number 20 on the list, Blow Pops. Blow Pops. I guess these are the
boring.
Little candies or lollipops with
the sucker. Lollipop with gum in the middle.
Gum in the middle,
yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It says here that over 250,000 pounds of these are sold on Halloween. Holy moly.
Of what?
Of those
blow pops.
Blow pops. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, I would think like Tuttle's the Reese's peanut butter cups. I would think that those would be number 1.
Well, let's see. Number 19, double bubble bubble gum.
Another one.
Number 18, Kit Kats. Kit Kats.
Give me a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 17, Twix. Twix.
Two for me, none for you.
Uh-huh. Number 16, Swedish Fish. Never have heard of these. Swedish.
Oh, yeah, they're like a gummy.
Oh, they're those gummy candies.
There's
I see them at the gas station.
Yeah, or IKEA.
Yeah, well, what flavor are they?
They're just gummy fish. There's no flavor. They're just
They could be. I think they could probably either be cherry or strawberry.
Yeah, like gummy.
It says here that around 200,000 pounds of these are sold.
I don't understand that
on Halloween. Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe his head of cinnamon. And I guess Crazy Train doesn't care for them.
No, I don't like it. I don't like anything that sticks to my teeth like that.
Yeah, you can get all up in your teeth.
Number 15, the Milky Way. Milky Way bar.
The Milky Way.
Number 14. Yeah. Number 14, Hershey's Mini Bars.
No.
I hate this one. Number 13, Taffy. Get Taffy off the list.
No.
Taffy. That's an old people's candy.
Hershey's, to me,
Crazy
I just can't deal
says,
with
no.
Hershey's chocolate. I just.
Number 12, Butterfinger.
My Butterfinger.
Nobody lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Yeah. Number 12, Jolly Ranchers. I like the watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
I only like the apple. I only like the apple.
I don't really care for those.
I only like the apple
Jolly
Rancher.
They can stick to your teeth, too.
Okay, here we go. Our top 10 most popular Halloween candies. Number 10, Hershey's Kisses.
No.
Give me a kiss. Yep.
No.
Oh, Christmas is coming up after Halloween.
Number 9, Sour Patch Kids.
What?
Never had them.
No,
Number 8. Tootsie Pops.
Like a Tootsie Roll?
Really? Tootsie Pops, yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the chocolate on a Tootsie Pop?
It's like the sucker that like one, two, three, crunch.
Oh, instead of gum, it has a Tootsie Roll in the middle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Number 7, hot tamales.
Good grief. Who picked this list?
I don't know. This one blew my mind. This one made me yell, are you kidding? Number 6, candy corn. Nobody likes the candy corn.
Candy corn's not too bad.
Oh.
It's like wax.
Candy corn.
Yeah, this list is terrible.
Here we go, our top 5. Coming in at number 5, Starburst.
Another sticky candy.
Number 4, Snickers.
Hi, Pippa
Snickers
D.
bar.
Four.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
No,
number 3, M&M's. Number 2. You ready for number 2? All right, mm-hmm. Hold on a second here.
Reese's cups. Bourbon!
Reese's peanut butter cups, number 2.
Number
2.
Number 1.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
And the number 1 most popular Halloween candy in America, Skittles.
What?
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
I'm surprised Reese's Pieces didn't make the list.
Exactly.
And you know what Reese's Pieces is synonymous for? E.T.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a terrible
list. And I think M&M's maker Mars Corporation still kicks themselves every day for regretting not featuring their candy in the E.T. movie.
Since, hi, Tim.
You know, Reese's Pieces was popularized because of that movie 40 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, now that everybody's
look
mad,
at the time.
Now that everybody's mad because of the list.
That's a terrible list.
It's time to get out of here. Everybody's going to be thinking about this list for the rest of the day. How in the heck did Skittles get
I think people are going to be rethinking what they're going to be getting for Halloween this year.
Where's Reese's Pieces? Come on.
I know.
And I think some of those other unpopular candy items with our Podbean chat, I think it's time for them to retire.
Yeah, I do too. Candy corn. Come on. Candy corn. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Thanks for coming in. If you're new to the show and you're still here, hit that follow button. Give us a follow. Tell all your friends and to come on in and give us a listen.
Bye,
and give us a follow. And just thanks. Thanks, everybody. We really appreciate you coming in. Eric, you got some podcasts? You want to tell us?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live today, be on lookout for impromptu episodes.
Bye, Dave.
Of the same friends, Cummings is Culture, Mike Tampa Bay, and Milt Dog, and John
Dave.
DeVito, should they do shows today. And also be on the lookout for Crazy Train, should she do a show later. And you've also got Slack Radio 2 Alpha. And hopefully the Beans and Weenie show is on this evening since we missed them yesterday. And hopefully Slightly Serious does a show this evening if James is not too busy. But I know otherwise Ralph and we'll be back tomorrow morning. And I know you and me and Dina Joe, old man, will be back tomorrow morning as well.
You betcha.
And we hope everybody's having a good hump day Wednesday today. We look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out Sonda's podcast, Van Life Pantry. Give her a listen to.
Yes.
Check her out.
And
Rockin' Al. Check out
Rockin' Al. Ahead. And also I have Graveyard Grumbler.
Grumbler.
He's up there. You'll see a little V next to his name. I went into his show yesterday. He's real fun. Going
there he is.
Him.
Graveyard Grumbler. Yeah,
yes,
check
there
out
he is
his
right
podcast.
There. Click on him.
Give
him
a like.
Follow.
Give him a follow.
Miss Crazy Crazy Train. Give her a little follow, too. Miss Me, Lady Me. We got
Lady
everybody
me.
In here. We've got a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of podcasts in here. You can find a podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
And they're all out there. They're all out there checking it out. And you can find new ones to listen to. But remember, always start your day with the Old Man's Podcast with Dina, Joe, and Eric.
Oh, and Radio Projects. There you go. We can't forget about
you. Yep, he's got a show.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people.
Radio Projects, yeah. And if we didn't mention you, it's just that there are so many, and we just don't have a list in front of us to go through. So, but we love all you guys. You guys got everybody's got good podcasts. Check them all out. Oh man, our time just goes by too fast.
Yeah.
And now, speaking of time, it is time for the final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. It was really fun. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. And you guys help us to put a smile on our face and be able to head out into the world and just deal with it. So thanks so much for helping us with that. Hope to see you around tomorrow and around the Podbean. See you later. Bye.
Well, I certainly encourage everybody to enjoy the rest of their day too. Love you and God bless you.
Mm-hmm. And we're out of here. Our music's coming to an end. Have a great day, everybody. Do random acts of kindness. Make five people smile. Have a good day. Just have fun. Do things that make you have fun. When you're done working, strip off all those work clothes and put on those big old fluffy, comfy shoes and comfy pants and shirts and chill. All right, we're out of here. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
See you next time, everybody.
Bye.
And we're out of here.
Later, Gators.